Hello everybody, again, it's Yvonne. I wanted to continue on with Ephesians 6:12, the distinction between the sons of disobedience, or people that do not know Jesus Christ, and the difference between them and those who know Jesus Christ, children of God. So, once again, a clear distinction between sons of disobedience belonging to the devil, that he still has rights over them because they have not come to Jesus Christ, and those who belong to Jesus Christ, the children of God. I'm just emphasizing that because it's so important, especially now if you don't know Jesus in these times. It's so important to call out to him and ask him to reveal himself to you, and he will. But Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These are hosts, these are spirits, these are demons who were kicked out of heaven because they disobeyed God, and starting with the devil. His original name was Lucifer, and the Bible talks about him being thrown out of heaven with one third of the angels, meaning in Genesis 6, it talks about how they mated, those fallen angels mated with human women. And so, of course, that's not natural. That's not something God created. We're all created beings, but they transgressed. They slept with human women, and those human women had babies. And the Bible talks about it, how they were defected. They were giants. They became demons. And that's what's affecting us today. So when the Bible says we don't fight, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, their spirit entities. Just like we're spirit beings, we live in a body, we live in a shell. When we die, our body, our shell, goes back to the earth just like a seed. And the spirit goes back to God. The Bible talks about it in Ecclesiastes, all through Ecclesiastes 6. And I believe in chapter 11 or 12, or 11 actually, excuse me. But anyways, these powers, they're rulers, they're organized, and they're very wicked. Their aim and their goal is to take as many people to hell with them. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, you are still under the dominion of the devil. He has full right to send his demons and spirits to harass you. If you know Jesus Christ, you're going to be bothered, but you get to a point where you're able to, with the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with the presence of Jesus Christ living within you, to resist. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 to resist the devil and he will flee. So there's a clear distinction between those that know Jesus and those that do not. For instance, Ephesians 2, once again, I mentioned this already. It says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. See, he was making reference to, in that time, the people of Ephesia. He was showing them that we all once walked according to the enemy and being sons of disobedience. But when we come to Jesus Christ, that means Jesus, the blood that he shed at Calvary, at the cross, was shed for everybody. So once you come to Christ, you're no longer a son or a child of the devil, or you belong to Christ. You're a child of God. The Bible talks about it, that the Holy Spirit bears witness, and he reminds us that we belong to Jesus Christ, that he'll never leave us, never forsake us, never fail us. You see, we can leave him. We can walk away. But God will not. He'll nudge us. He'll keep pursuing us. He'll try to turn us back to him. But if we turn away and we go back to where we used to be, then that's something that we need to deal with the Holy Spirit. So there's a clear distinction. In John chapter 15, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours also." So in essence, Jesus was saying, this is not your permanent home. Earth is not your permanent home if you belong to Jesus Christ. Or if you don't know him, there's two paths. One path is in God's presence, or the other path is without his presence, which is hell, eternal hell. And Jesus spoke of it in the book of Luke, and all through the Bible it talks about hell. So there's a clear distinction. If you know Jesus Christ, your path is to continue to walk forward and continue to walk and to push forward and to ask the Holy Spirit each day to help you become more like Jesus. If you don't know the Lord, I really highly ask you to call out on him. Call out to him. Call out to him that you may find grace, God's grace, the grace of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for all. So see, there is a clear distinction between those who know Jesus and have called out to him and those who have not. There'll be many. One day, someone might speak to you about Jesus and about salvation, and you think to yourself, no, I'll hear it later. And later that evening or that day, you can get hit by a car, die, and going to hell is not a pretty sight according to the scriptures. And on the other hand, if you did know Jesus and you did your best to walk according to his ways, according to the word, according to the Holy Spirit, and you die the next 10 minutes, you have that hope. The Bible calls it the hope, the expected hope, that one day you die and you wake up, your eyes will open to the true person who you are, the spirit person inside you. You wake up in a place which totally, the Bible talks about it in the book of Revelation. It's going to be beautiful. So I hope this is a little clearer. I will continue to hammer it a little bit more, and I'll speak with you soon. God bless you.